A national Democratic group has had to modify a TV ad attacking Pennsylvania Republican Senator Pat Toomey. His campaign challenged the spot as false. WHYY's Dave Davies reports that the disputed facts were a contentious issue when Toomey and his challenger Katie McGinty debated Monday night.
McGinty has hammered Toomey because he was part owner of a bank that used a little-known technique called confession of judgment, allowing a creditor in a commercial loan to get a judgment against a delinquent borrower without a hearing or even notice. The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee put the charge in this ad.
It's a lending practice so outrageous, most states banned it. But at the bank owned by Pat Toomey, it was business as usual, forcing 21 small business owners out of their homes.
The Toomey campaign complained that in the 21 foreclosure actions, there's no evidence anyone was forced out of his home. The two cases cited by the DSCC involved a warehouse and a vacant residence. When McGinty accused Toomey of predatory practices in the debate, Toomey pushed back hard.
Those ads were taken down today because they're so blatantly dishonest. They're off the air across the state.
Not exactly. After one TV station raised questions following Toomey's complaints, the DSCC modified the ad a bit, removing the reference to the 21 homes, but keeping the gist of the message. Spokeswoman Laura Pasalacqua says it's still on the air.
The truth about Senator Toomey's bank and how it used a controversial maneuver to foreclose on Pennsylvanians continues to be broadcast on television across the state.
There's a debate about the fairness of the confession of judgment practice. It's not legal in most states where creditors have other options, but it's used in commercial loans here and appears in standard loan contracts put out by the Small Business Association. Dave Davies, WHYY News.